Hello, I'm Alice Arnold. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. And in this episode, I'm talking to Julian Bird, the Chief Executive of the Society of London Theatre. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. This is the second in our series where we're talking to Julian Bird, the Chief Executive of the Society of the Society of London Theatres. He's nodding at me because I've got it right.
Theatre.
Just the one theatre, is it?
Just the one theatre. We're a big theatrical family.
And we're continuing our discussion, really, on the Olivier Awards. And last week we talked about the musical entries mainly. So this week I thought we'd concentrate on focus on the other categories, of which there are many. There are many awards. Let's start with straight plays. The Ferryman has the most nominations, 8 nominations for The Ferryman, which I had the joy of seeing just this week. What an extraordinary piece of work that is.
And it's extraordinary. And once again, you know, started at the Royal Court and has now, you know, come into actually quite a big theatre in the Gielgud in the West End, and had an enormously successful run and is still playing, you know. Well, I mean, I don't want to give too much away. It's sort of an extraordinary story about an Irish family and the entire family, as has been well written about, you know, young and old, including very, very young, babies, animals, everything.
And we were just saying, there is a baby in this. I don't think I've ever seen a live
Not so very young baby. Very, very young
I
baby,
mean,
yeah.
Probably about a 4 or 5 months old baby.
I think
baby.
Something
I'm
like that.
I'm not an expert, but yeah. I would say it's 4 or 5 months old. It doesn't have a speaking role, obviously.
Unfortunately, that would be fun. It does have an understudy, I hear, though.
Oh, so, does it? Yeah, well, so it I believe. Need an understudy. Yeah. I mean, it's on stage for a fair amount of time. It gets carried up and down an enormously steep and long staircase, which worried me a little bit. If baby was having a real, fit, it would be difficult. But baby was perfect.
It's one of it's an epic play, isn't it? You know, it's like a sort of a play on a musical scale. It has that kind of huge size and scale and big cast and everything.
Yes, big cast, as you say, lots of generations.
And it's absolutely enthralling, you know.
And there's a live goose.
Is
that giving too much away?
I don't think so. No.
And there are also live rabbits.
And, you know,
several rabbits.
They eat on stage and there's roast potatoes. There's all sorts of things. It's a real family kind of drama of, you know.
But also, what I loved about it, I think, is it's 3 hours long. It's a proper three-act play, and there's an interval, proper interval after the first and second act, and then just a brief pause between second and third. There was not a single fidget, it's great to know that people can, you invest in that, you invest in sitting there for a fair amount of time, but you are completely, I mean, gosh, it didn't seem any more than
an hour. It's the rapt attention, and I think when any piece of entertainment, when a good play grabs you, the time is sort of immaterial, isn't it?
And also that's up for set design as well.
It is,
I'm not
director
surprised at all,
and
because
lots of the actors are up. I mean, you know, it's been heavily recognised, as you said, you know, the most nominated play of the year.
And I suppose one of the other plays that also has many nominations, Angels in America from the National, now running on Broadway. Correct. There's a lot of that happening, isn't there? There's a lot of Broadway to London, London to Broadway.
Yes, and we work very hard with our, you know, neighbours, cousins in America to help facilitate all of that, you know. So one of the little known things that we do with our colleagues at the Broadway League and with the two unions, with UK and American Equity, is facilitate actors being able to work in each country and all that stuff, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes people don't kind of see. We try and, you know, grease the wheels, make that all happen seamlessly. And, you know, how great it is that great theatre that's made in one of these cities can move to the other one. And you know, as you said, the latest play for that is Angels in America, this great revival, which Marianne Elliott has sort of masterminded in two parts. And once again, you know, an epic play on an epic scale. And that whole cast is, the main principals are all now on Broadway, open just this week to absolutely rave reviews on Broadway.
You see, that used to be the thing. I think in the old days, there was great resistance. It was, well, if an American production is coming here, it needs to be done with an English cast, which was to protect jobs, I guess. But when, because perhaps there wasn't so much of a two-way flow. But now there's a two-way flow. It's great for us to see American talent here and for Americans to see British talent.
Listen, I think that's one of the things we try and ensure collectively with the unions is that there is that two-way flow. So it's not about taking jobs away from anyone. It's actually making sure that that happens on both sides. So I think that's a good thing.
And that, as you said, is in for Best Revival, along with Hamlet with Andrew Scott, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Who, of course, goes out on television just this Easter weekend. Hamlet is being shown by the BBC. They recorded the production. So if anyone didn't actually catch it, it's on this weekend on television. So
Also, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, another revival. Imelda Staunton, of course, nominated in that role as Best Actress, along with her Best Performance in a Musical nomination.
Yes, I mean, it rarely happens that someone's nominated for a play and a musical in the same year, and just shows her, you know, Imelda's absolute versatility, that she can kind of throw put a hand to anything, can't she? So,
and the other, Best Actor category, Bryan Cranston for Network. That's from The National. That's the play where, of course, you can have your dinner
on
while
stage,
you go and watch
indeed.
It on stage.
Unfortunately, it closed at the end of last week. So,
yes.
But yes, the extraordinary Ivo van Hoven, who is this extraordinary director who kind of reimagines things. So, you know, an iconic movie in Network and reimagined on stage with kind of extraordinary staging and technology. And as you said, you know, some of the audience members can eat on stage while it's happening. I mean, it sounds absolutely bonkers to think about, but extraordinary. And his absolutely mesmerising performance at the heart of that play. So,
And also Witness for the Prosecution, another revival at London County Hall. And it was sort of making me think, with Five Guys Named Mo going on at the Marble Arch Theatre, which was sort of like a pop-up theatre, it's interesting, this kind of different venues, exploring different spaces.
And I think
for theatre.
Witness for the Prosecution, you know, is largely based, or the whole part of that Agatha Christie play is based in a courtroom. So how amazing to find this extraordinary building that's really not much used anymore, right in the heart of London, and converted into a theatre. But it is a court, you know. I was very I went on the press night and got dragooned into being one of the jurors. So 12 members of the audience every night are in the jury box, sort of much more on stage and part of it. So if you haven't been, it's hard to describe, but it's kind of extraordinary seeing that play redone in that setting, and you feel totally sort of dragged into it, partly because you're right in the middle of it.
You were one of the juries.
But wherever you sit in there, it's you're right in the heart of it. You know?
And did you deliver your verdict?
No, one of the jurors is asked to do one thing at one point, but nobody else. It's quite an experience, though.
Right. Well, I'm hoping to experience it, actually, later in the season. Now, Best Actress, also a really strong category. We've already mentioned Imelda Staunton. We've got Laura Donnelly for The Ferryman, Leslie Manville for Long Day's Journey and Tonight, and Andra McDonald for...
Audra McDonald
for Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill.
Audra's this extraordinary American actress. I think she's the only person ever to win the Tony in all four categories, so for Best Lead and Supporting in a Play, and Lead and Supporting in a Musical. And this play sees her being Billie Holiday, really, towards the end of Billie Holiday's career, is a play with music, where she performs some great Billie Holiday songs as well. I mean, it's an extraordinary tour de force, played last summer here, and yes, she's been nominated for her first Olivier for that.
And the other category I always love is the Affiliate Theatre, which is the off West End category, and it's great to see that some of the sort of new experimental work getting recognised in what is really mainstream awards.
And there's some, you know, extraordinary work happens in those smaller, we call them the affiliate theatres, you know, around London, you know, whether it's the Bush or the Park Theatre in Finsbury Park, which is still relatively new, or Stratford East or Greenwich or Hammersmith, or lots of different places. And it's, I'm like you, it's lovely to recognise that.
Now, we've got Best Entertainment and Family, which is sort of the category that covers the things that we're not quite sure where to put them, possibly.
Yeah, they're more sort of, they're genuine sort of entertainment things.
Although we have got Five Guys Named Mo comes into that.
Or yes.
It could have, I presume, been in the musical.
Could have been. I think, you know, the producers very much saw it as that kind of concept of an entertainment. So.
But we've also got Derren Brown in there.
Absolutely.
For his show, and Dick Whittington, and then David Walliams' Gangster Granny.
Yeah, And Derren's, of course, won two Olivier's, I think, been nominated 5 times in total. Mm. You know, David Walliams with, you know, who has this extraordinary career now as a book writer,
children's
you know, for
author.
Children.
Yeah, huge.
Huge. I think he was the biggest selling children's author last year, wasn't he? I think. Something like that. And certainly one of. And now, you know, Birmingham Stage Company and others are turning his plays, his books into these children's plays. Which
and
is
they've
fantastic.
Also been adapted for television,
of course.
Quite a few.
And then, of course, Dick Whittington, you know, let's not forget that. You know, the great musical at the London Palladium last Christmas.
So. Yes. Oh, it'll be great fun. That's a fun award.
It's a fun award, indeed.
Now, we have Catherine Tait presenting.
Indeed.
This is a first for the Olivier's.
It is a first. Well, first time she's presented, hosted. Really looking forward to it. We're having great fun working together at the moment, so I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
And look, I think probably most people think of Catherine Tait as, you know, Emma Bovard. But she's much more than that. I mean, she's had an extensive
at the RSC, at the National Theatre. She's done musicals. Most recently, she was in a musical about a year ago at the Other Palace. Andrew Lloyd Webber's kind of smaller theatre over near Victoria. And of course, you know, she did Much Ado About Nothing with David Tennant in the West End sort of 3 years ago. So you know, she's an extraordinary versatile actress. But of course, has been known for, you know, for the comedy, you know. I mean, the other thing people should know, she, which I knew less about her, I shouldn't really talk about her, but, you know, she's an extraordinary script writer as well for other people and writes scripts for dramas in America and all sorts of things. I mean, she's extremely clever and extremely lovely lady and, really enjoying working with her.
Oh, well, I bet you she'll come up with a few little...
Maybe.
Unpredictable moments, I would think, because I think, you know, she says what she thinks. So that'll be keep us all on our
indeed.
Toes, won't it?
Indeed.
Her
indeed.
Presenting. Now, it's going to be a big show. We're at the Albert Hall. It was a huge show last year, and I think we're now allowed to know some of the performances that we can look forward to on the night.
Yes, I mean, it's great. You know, a lot of the nominated musicals are performing. You know, the thing everyone wants to know, which is that, you know, Hamilton are performing. It's almost impossible to get a ticket, so everyone will get the chance to see a little bit of Hamilton on the night. And they are, they're opening the show. So, an extraordinary number, so that's going to be...
How long are they... Could they not just do, like, the first hour? Then we could say we'd seen it.
We like to reference everything going on, but it's wonderful, you know, and thanks to them and their team and the entire kind of creative team from America who put Hamilton together are flying in for the Olivier's and kind of restaging this moment, especially in the Albert Hall. So I think it's going to be quite special. I'm looking forward to it. But then, you know, John McCrae and the cast of Everybody's Talking About Jamie, 42nd Street, Leslie Joseph and the cast of Young Frankenstein.
42nd Street doing a big old tap number?
Not sure we're giving too much away on that yet, but 42nd Street is a show with scale, and the Albert Hall allows us to do things with scale. So let's leave it there.
Right,
I think it'll be quite a special moment. You know, Sheila Atim is, and some of the cast are performing from Girl from the North Country. And Tracy Bennett is performing, you know, I'm Still Here from Follies. So we've got, you know, 6, I think, outstanding performances from nominated musicals. And then, you know, 1 or 2 specials.
What's 1 or 2 specials?
Well, we have two major specials that we've only just announced. So this year, would you believe, is the 60th anniversary of West Side Story opening in London. Absolutely unbelievable to hear it 60 years. So Cheetah Rivera is flying to London, who opened 60 years ago the show, having done it in Broadway. She then opened it in London.
No way.
So she's flying in and is performing somewhere from West Side Story.
No.
With the two male musical winners from last year. So Andy Carl, who won Best Actor in a Musical for Groundhog Day last year, who unfortunately wasn't here for the awards because he was on stage on Broadway
in
the same show.
Yes, all Groundhog Day, a lot were there.
He's flying in. And Adam J. Bernard, who won for Dreamgirls last year. So the two of them are performing with Cheetah and a big choir on the night. So I think that might be quite special.
I think it might be quite special. I'm very
excited.
I've only just heard that, so I'm absolutely... Oh, I can't wait.
You know, one has to be careful about how you say things, but there are not many legends in any industry who are kind of still with us and we can celebrate. And Cheetah is without doubt one of those, you know, as well as doing West Side Story here, you know, she did Kiss of a Spider-Woman, she did Chicago. You know, she's worked here extensively, as well as obviously being based in America. So I think it's lovely that we can celebrate her and West Side Story and give a moment to that on the night. So
the best musical of all time.
Some would say. I wouldn't dispute that, probably.
No, I wouldn't either. And what's the other big special?
The other big special is another anniversary, actually. You know we like an anniversary. So this year is the 50th anniversary of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. We are doing a huge Joseph special.
That makes me feel so old.
Yes, I'm afraid so. But everyone knows the words, don't they?
So are we expecting an Albert Hall sing-along?
I think we may get something like that. What I was very keen to do is, you know, it's always about the Josephs, but the other bit is the narrators in that show as well. So,
and the narrator's part's huge.
The narrator's part is huge. Yes. So I'm absolutely delighted. You know, Joe McKeldry, who has played Joseph on tour for the last couple of years, everyone knows him from X Factor or something, but he has the most stunning voice. He's with Danielle Hope as his narrator. Lee Mead, who of course won the television programme casting, with his original narrator, Priya Kalidis. So the two of them from the West End. And then the thing that a few people will get very excited about, I think, is Jason Donovan and Lindsay Hatley are back together all those years on from the London Palladium production. Of course, he was nominated for an Olivier for the role.
Have we got lots of multicoloured coats?
I won't give everything away yet, but we're working on, I hope, something that will be special.
Because, of course, it's Andrew Lloyd Webber's 70th birthday. Andrew's birthday,
70th, exactly. 70th. But, it's how great that a British musical 50 years on is still being performed all over the world by schools all over the world. And it's great to recognise it, I think, at the Olivier's as well. And so there'll be one or two kids around, as you might imagine, it being Joseph, so...
Well, it sounds like it is going to be the most fantastic night. I shall be down in the basement. Actually, I'm sort of near all those dressing rooms. So probably lots of little Joseph children running past me. Cheetah Rivera, oh, hi. Yeah. You know, all of that going on in the basement. I know it will be pandemonium down there. On the stage, it will look as slick as anything.
I very much
hope
so.
Smooth as anything. Catherine Tate will be in charge and conducting the whole affair. I think it's going to be a wonderful evening. Absolutely can't wait, Julian. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm Alice Arnold, and that was the Musicals and Theatre Podcast. If you enjoyed that, then you can hear me every Saturday and Sunday morning from 6 till 10 on Mellow Magic, where I've lots of lovely, timeless, relaxing classics, musical numbers, and interviews.